Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast, a place for adventurers and friends. You join us as we delve deeper into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. A recap of Session 14, we plan our trip to Spite's Cradle. Temmely very kindly offers us some magic items to assist. Plum convinces her we need all of her magic items. We head out. On the evening of the first day, we see some smoke in the distance that seems to be moving. We eventually decide to go check it out. It's a giant flaming owlbear. Remarkably, Vorn doesn't try to be its friend, and the owlbear is defeated.
I want to take a stick and put a marshmallow on it and go hold it over the dead flaming owlbear.
I'm going to heal it and try to tame it. You think I'm joking?
Okay, I was going to say, because...
If it looks like Boren's going to do that, I'm going to hit it again with my other action.
Does it have a horde of
chop
treasures?
Its head off.
Make sure it's dead.
I cast grease on Vorn so he slips and falls on his ass.
There's a flaming owlbear next to us. That's a bad idea.
That's a fair point.
So, you guys decide to bed down for the night?
Yeah, I think we're going to make camp and camp here, and in the morning we'll continue on.
We already have a watch order set up. It's in Fantasy Grounds, so we're using that. But I do want to go ahead and just have everybody roll me a perception check for their turn at the watch.
I get a 13.
Varnak gets a 25.
So, Varnak, on your watch this evening, it is quiet. And
too quiet.
I don't know if I'd say...
Look out, it's a trap!
It is really quiet. Why don't you give me a nature check?
I get a 27.
Damn.
You know that you are now camping within the territory of the dead owlbear. Now, this area, the creatures, the wilderness in this area... knows to avoid this territory.
So nice, we should be left alone then.
Your watch comes and goes, nothing happens. Same thing with Daru, your watch comes and goes, nothing happens.
I'll pass that on to Daru when he takes over.
Oh god, it's going to be like playing telephone. By the time it gets to me or Vorn, it's going to be like, so apparently because of the flaming owlbear, we have to be watching out for a million creatures that are going to come attack us.
What?
I don't know, man. That's just what I was told.
We're the worst telephoners ever.
Daru, your watch goes by without issue. Vorn, on your watch, you hear in the distance what sound like boots crunching through underbrush.
Nuala's coming to get herself a little sum from Varnak while we're all sleeping.
What direction are they coming from?
North. Or sorry, west.
We're heading north, aren't we?
You're heading west.
We're heading west. I mean, if I hear boots coming from the west, the direction we're heading, I would wake somebody up.
Who's that going to be?
Probably Varnak.
Okay, Varnak. You're woken up by Vorn.
Okay, and I'm assuming you're telling me that you hear boots?
No, not at all. I just wake you up. Like, hey.
You know, you're Vorn. Good morning. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I tell you that I hear boots from the west.
How far away did they seem? Like, it was like...
They're getting closer, but the only reason you can hear it is because it's so quiet.
So inordinately quiet, extraordinarily quiet. Mm-hmm. I feel like I tell them to wake the others up, and I try to find a spot where I can, like, hide, like, climb a tree or something.
What kind of vision do you have? Low light vision, or... Oh, you're a dwarf.
I have dark vision, so...
120 feet?
And 2E, it doesn't say... It just says dark vision.
You just have dark vision.
You just have
that's right.
Dark vision.
I forgot about that, which is really cool, actually. Okay, then when you're in the tree, give me a perception check.
We did 13.
Okay.
Can I make a stealth check while I'm in the tree so that hopefully he can't see me?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Do you want that
secret? Please. You don't hear the boots or see where it's coming from. You're looking off to the west with the hint of what you're looking for. Really, all you hear is the wind up here.
Okay.
Vorn, the boot steps stop. It's still maybe, I don't know, it's hard for me to say, like, when you're just dealing with sound, how many feet it is, but seems like it's probably more than 60 to 100 feet away.
I thought you were saying it's going to be that many feet.
Oh, no.
Like, I was thinking, like, you hear 100 footsteps.
I'm surprised they could even hear 100 feet.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's so quiet here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll wake up the other two. Plum. Daru. Oh, yes. I heard stuff. West. Daru, go check it out.
Hell yeah.
Well, clearly they'll have heard us by now, too.
Hold on. You slipped with your armor off, Daru.
I know. I was just about to say, I was going to don my shit.
Are you?
I mean, yeah, we might be getting in a fight or something. These woods aren't safe. Okay. I fought a fire bear owl.
Can I assist him in putting his armor on quick?
Yeah, you can do that.
It only takes like a minute.
Now it takes fast. 30 seconds.
Vorn, you're the one who kind of heard the sound. You hear it going away now, going the opposite direction, back west.
Guys, it's leaving us.
Scared of my armor.
Let's chase it down.
I say out loud, that's right, you run away.
Vorn, the sound fades.
Do we want to check it out? I mean, I could try to find the boot prints and track it.
What time of day is it right now? I was in the last watch, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Vorn, it was you had the last
watch. So I imagine it's like 5 a.m.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
The sun should slowly be good. Let's fucking chase him down.
Dawn is on the way. You guys haven't done preparation, though.
Yeah, no. I need to prepare my spells.
I don't gotta do shit. I got spells. Let's go. How many spells you got?
I don't know. None? What happens with cantrips if you don't prepare?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I was just kind of assumed.
I just assumed you kept the ones over. The day before.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too.
That makes sense.
I don't think I ever read anywhere that your spells disappear after 24 hours.
No, I didn't see anything indicating that either.
No.
You prepare spells that only last 24 hours. 25 hours, they're all gone.
I would intimate that I do not want to go chasing this. I want to go back to bed for a little bit and then prepare my spells and move on with our day.
Such a pussy.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I found the rule.
Of course you did.
Okay.
Fantastic. Let's hear it.
Your spells remain prepared until you cast them or until you prepare spells again.
That makes sense.
There you go. So what's the plan?
We go back to bed, or at least I do. And then when I wake up, I prepare my spells. And then if we want to go try and track down whatever these footprints were, we can do it then.
I'd say you're looking at maybe another 3 hours till you head out then, if that's the case.
Sounds about right.
Does anybody do anything specific or different for preparation today?
No.
No. I mean, Varnak doesn't have any specific preparation other than a daily routine of waking up, eating some breakfast.
Stretching.
Getting limber.
I lead the group in a nice morning yoga.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
All right, downward dog.
So when Varnak does get up, he will go out that, 100 feet or so that we were thinking we last heard footsteps and see if he can see any footprints out there.
I'll go ahead and give me a survival check.
I'll go with you to tell you where I heard him from.
Natural 20 for a total of 30.
Hot. Jeez.
Hot damn. You see the tracks. They are definitely humanoid boots. You see them kind of come up and then start back, not on the exact same path, but maybe off to the north 50 feet or so, and then starts trailing back or going back.
I'd like to follow those.
Okay. They go west.
That's the direction we were going, right? West?
That's correct.
Okay. So I'll call back to everybody. Okay, I found the trail. Let's follow these for a little while as long as they're going the same direction we are.
Okay. Well, let's talk about exploration activities. We've got an obvious one from Varnak, which is track.
We've got an obvious one for Plum, which is follow the expert.
There you go. I'm assuming you're expert in survival.
Yes, I am.
Good.
Yeah, pretty much established that's what we were doing.
Plus,
because there's nothing for us to do.
Same thing here then, follow the expert.
Yep.
I don't really know if necessarily you need to follow the expert on something like this.
Fine, I'll do nothing then.
Yeah, otherwise it's
just
nothing,
continue on.
I mean, as long as he's doing what he needs to do, you just follow him. You don't need to necessarily devote your time and attention to following him.
So no, I do. I do devote all of my time and attention to Varnak.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it makes it so they get to also make the same skill check as I do.
That's impossible for anybody to get better than what you got.
Well, yeah, but we wouldn't know that. Well, I mean, actually, Ted would get a plus 2. You've got survival, don't you?
Yeah.
I guess Ted rolled a 20. That's fucking close. 19.
I also got a 30.
That is very silly.
Let's follow these 20. Tracks. Yeah, it's no, not. It's not a natural 20, but he got a 30 also because of my plus 2.
You all travel, following the path. Then after an hour, go ahead and give me another check. Actually, another survival.
And there's the other side. I get a natural 1.
There we go.
Total of 11. And this is why having people follow the experts get taken also.
I would have gotten a 28.
28? Nice. Then when Varnak loses the trail...
We argue a little bit over which way to go, and then he picks up the trail again.
Vorn gets it right. All right, then Vord, you're going to be leading on this one. In another hour, give me another survival check.
So these boots have been walking for 2 hours still?
And yes, but since you're tracking, you're traveling at half speed.
Oh, I suppose. Varnak gets a 27.
One thing to note while you're following the tracks is that every quarter mile or so, the tracks go left and right. So if you're going straight down following the tracks, and it's pretty much been a straight path, they stop every quarter mile, they veer off to the left, and they go that way for a couple hundred feet, and then they go off to the right, go a couple of hundred feet, come back, and then back to the middle and continue forward again. It's almost like a patrol path.
Have we left the owlbear's territory that we would assume at this point, after a couple hours?
At this point, yes. So that was the third check. So after the third check, you guys are noticing that the trees have been pretty sparse here for a while now. Because even where you were camping, there was a lot of foothills. But they start to become much more sparse. And you're actually starting to get into like the looming shadow of the Five Kings Mountains. It's big in front of you. It's hard to miss it. And you're starting to get into where there's different valleys that lead into the mountains. The terrain gets more rocky. The incline starts going up. You finally get to the point where the tracks are going in between or in one of the valleys. And I want everybody to give me a perception check.
I'd also like to, at that point, before we go like into a valley, check to see that this spot in the versus the map where we're at, like how close we are to Spite's Cradle, if we're still like right in line with it and everything like that.
They're the same.
Okay.
Also, literally all of us noticed whatever the perception was.
What'd y'all get?
A 27, a 24, a 31, and a 21.
I got the 31.
Well, as I said, that 27 is my survival from earlier.
Oh, I misread.
Never so mind. 24, 31, 21, 19. It's still all pretty good.
You are, in fact, heading to where the map is taking you, to Spite's Cradle.
And we've been following these tracks for hours, and we haven't seen anybody?
Nope.
Can we tell if we're like even catching up to them, or since we're moving half speed, they're probably getting farther away? Or
farther away. Between the extra 2 hours after the encounter with the sound, half-speed travel.
I just assume something came to spy on us while, like, from Spite's Cradle. And then once they realized we noticed they were there, they turned around and went back. My guess is that's all it was.
Yeah, but the fact that they, like, continued to patrol and didn't head, like, straight back kind of throws me off a little bit.
Covert ops.
I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
Gathering resources and intelligence on their enemy.
Do you guys...
Do we notice with our perception checks, do we notice anything?
Yeah. Those perception checks that we all rolled baller on.
Those perception checks. So you see deeper into the valley that the tracks lead to, that the map takes you to. You are in the foothills, and here nestled in the shadow of the Five King Mountains, there are countless small valleys and crevasses. But the directions lead, and the tracks lead you to one particular valley, a place called Spite's Cradle. Up ahead, a wooden palisade spans the valley, a gigantic double door set into its center, and beyond the wall, a guard tower is barely visible, although it's difficult to tell whether it's occupied.
I think that's one of those things like you're walking along and all of a sudden you see this and you're like, shit, and you like duck back down into the...
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I try and stealth. I'm going to make a stealth check right now.
You can go ahead and actively hide. Yeah, avoid notice would be the appropriate check to make here.
I get a 23.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we don't really need to track at the moment.
No,
No, we're gonna.
Well, as far as like exploration activities, we'll get there. But I want to give you guys the chance to talk out what you're gonna do next.
I talk it over while hiding,
frantically whispering.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we just back up so that we're not in view of the tower anymore, and kind of whether someone's in there or not. I prefer to be more on the cautious side.
Yes.
And I agree.
Let's take a circuit. What's that word?
Circuitous.
Let's take a circuitous route around this tower.
The palisade does span the length of the valley.
Oh, palisade. I guess I was envisioning a tower rather than a wall.
Well, I said that there was a watchtower behind it.
Behind the wall.
What's all along that watchtower? And now you're going to have that in your head all night.
Yeah, it's already done.
Up a shark, doo 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 doo.
Can we climb the valley around the edges?
That's a good question. Sure, you can try anything you want. Yes, they look like they're climbable.
By you, maybe.
The wall looks like it might be roughly 15 feet tall.
I have a 4 athletics. I am likely not going to be climbing anything.
Carry a little gnome ass.
Okay.
Hop on my shoulders.
I do not weigh much, I have to imagine.
My armor probably weighs as much as you do.
That is likely true.
Are you going to backflip over the wall with your acrobatics check?
Sure.
I'm going to quick jump it. Just quick jump it.
I don't know that Vorden took quick jump.
Daru did,
but...
Vorden runs up the wall.
You make it a dice roll? You're going to do that now?
I mean, you guys, whatever it takes. Roll a 27
athletics?
No, you rolled a 27. You rolled a 27 acrobatics.
Acrobatics, whatever.
Acrobatics, Jesus.
Acrobatics. I run up the wall.
So you're telling me that from a couple hundred feet away, while your party is ducked behind the low of a hill in order to get a good look at this place without being seen, you just barge forward and attempt to jump up the wall, or?
Yeah, no, that's not what I mean.
Okay. I'm just double checking. I wasn't sure if you were where the scene was at.
We'll stealth around and see if I can find a point of egress or ingress.
I'll go ahead and share with you guys what the map does look like. You're not going to see much, and this is very close to the palisade. However, this kind of give you an idea of what the approach looks like, because you're not going to get much of an around on this. There's a pretty small, tight valley. Can you guys see it?
Yes, I see your small, tight valley.
Good. So, not much of an around in this case, because you're getting right up to the base of the mountain in the valley here.
Okay, so does it look as though we could potentially climb the valley walls and then drop in over the wall, like the palisade?
That looks entirely doable.
I think what I'd like to do is try and get an idea of what's going on here. So what I am going to do is for today, I will take the master ability, familiar ability with Roxy to give her full speech.
Oh.
And I will have Roxy fly up and kind of get an idea of what is behind this wall and where's the best place for us to enter. And now she doesn't have to send me emojis. She can just talk to me.
She can just fly over and then describe it to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Go on, Roxy. You're looking pretty fly today.
Right, thanks.
Okay, well, if that's the case, let's do this. Go ahead and just reveal kind of the yard here. If Roxy can, with full speech, describe to you, you're going to get a pretty good fucking idea of what this looks like.
That was the idea. Reconnaissance Roxy. That's her name now. Reconnaissance Roxy.
That's pretty good. I'm revealing the map right now, and I'm trying to think of clever things that Roxy would say. Like, what is Roxy? God, now I have to come up with, oh my God, personality for the bird. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. I need a personality for the bird.
I don't know. Just think of what's a parrot like. Parrots are pretty smart kind of assholes.
Iago from...
Yeah.
I don't want to do the Iago. No.
Old Gilbert
way.
Godfrey.
God, no.
Always with the lamp. I drink the lamp. Always with the lamp. Iago do this. Iago do that.
Polly want a cracker?
I'll show you a cracker.
Oh my God, it's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
I still haven't seen the new one.
Neither have I.
I pretend it doesn't exist.
So with Roxy's flyover, does she see whether there's anything, any enemies in the towers or on the wall or anything like that?
Yeah, man, we'll get there.
Can Roxy just be Jimi Hendrix?
I can't.
Around the watchtower.
I don't know if I could do a Jimi Hendrix impression.
But you're going to have to do it like a Jimi Hendrix as a parrot.
That sounds annoying.
Like me just trying to do it right there, I'm certain it was incredibly annoying. But, you know, it's the kind of thing I'd do.
Roxy flies over. When Roxy comes back...
To be fair, she doesn't have to come back. We have 1 mile telepathy.
Oh, that's right. You do.
Wait, so she can be my eyes in the sky.
Telepathy or empathetic bond? Or empathetic link? Like...
Oh, you're right. Maybe the speech doesn't go across the empathetic link like I was imagining it in my head.
That yeah.
It's been something I projected.
I feel like that's more than likely the case.
It can communicate empathetically with you as long as it's within 1 mile of you, sharing emotions. It doesn't understand or speak languages normally, but it can gain speech from a familiar ability. And then the speech thing says it understands and speaks a language you know. So I'm not certain. I don't know if that actually goes to the empathetic link.
I mean, it seems to imply that, to me at least, that you have an empathetic link, and then you can, that is emotions, but you can upgrade it to the speech.
Yeah, like I see that perspective.
At the same time, like an empathetic link, I think empathetic, isn't that really just kind of like emotions and not...
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Up to you, Tyler.
So then, yeah, I'm going to say nah, bruh.
Probably doesn't go through the empathetic link, yeah.
Can you give me a perception check?
For Roxy?
Yes.
Absolutely, I can. It's better than mine. So Roxy gets a 13 perception check, which was not very good. Did not roll very well.
Roxy gets above the palisade and kind of getting a good view. Everybody sees a lone arrow shoot through the air.
Of course.
Up towards Roxy.
Her AC is 18.
18? Okay.
Yes.
God,
and she has
it.
15 HP.
Range increment is ridiculous. So the...
That might be a crit, yo.
The arrow flies true. I roll a 19 on the dice. Take even the range increment into consideration. Gets a 28 to hit Roxy. And Roxy's AC is what now?
18. Oh, shut up, you know.
Okay, you have full confession. I did know. It is a critical, yes?
I guess so.
Birds can't be crit!
What a fancy rule.
It's brand new.
It's an eroded...
Roxy takes 15 points of damage from...
That says 9.
No, I didn't add it in. It's got pluses to it.
Okay.
Sorry. 15 points of damage to Roxy.
Well, Roxy's at 0.
That puts Roxy under.
Roxy has 15 HP.
So are you dying at 0? Oh yeah, because there's no negative, right?
Yeah. So Roxy was not quite over the palisade. Roxy falls and lands just, I'd say, 30 feet between the palisade and Roxy.
Did we see this?
Through the bond, you feel shock, and then a burning heat, pain, and then blackness.
Well... I abandon all caution, and I go running up to where Roxy is.
Okay.
Did I see this thing get shot?
Oh yeah, this is.
Oh easily. Yeah. If Plum's running up, I'll.
I pull out as I'm running. I use an action to retrieve a healing potion.
You just pour it over her.
Right down the beak. I will put it in my mouth and spit it into her mouth. Like a mama bird, if I have to.
Does anybody follow Plum?
What does everybody else? Just a real quick question. Should we discuss the way a composite longbow works quick?
Get out of here, Swanee.
It's very different from 1E. That's the only reason I bring it up.
Let's talk about it, yeah. I know it's got the volley trait.
Yep, so it's got the volley trait, which means if you're within 30 feet, you have a -2 penalty.
To hit what you're trying to hit.
To hit what you're trying to hit. But then it has deadly D10.
Yep.
Which means on a critical, the weapon adds an additional damage die. That's on top of doubling it for the critical.
So you're saying it's...
I mean, you can't critically die. I mean, there's not extra
Maybe I'm wrong. Well, hold on a second. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that deadly changed the die of the damage from what it is to what the deadly value is.
No, so. On a critical hit, the weapon adds a weapon damage die of the listed size. So you roll damage normally and double it, or you double the damage dice and then roll an additional d10 on top of that.
So double the normal and then add a d10.
Correct.
Okay.
But then that also has, since it's composite, it also has propulsive on it, which you add half your strength modifier to the damage roll.
That's what the pluses were. So it's a +3 on a normal hit. Critical would be +6.
You can deal her 30 damage. She's still just at 0.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm getting at. So why does it... Yeah.
But I mean, just the fact that...
For future reference.
They are so different.
Yeah, they are really different. Yeah,
that is true. Yeah, I mean, she still was crit, and that took her to 0 or below. So and she's dying 2.
Dying 2. Yep. So we are actually going to go into initiative right now. This is solely for getting to Roxy. Yeah, trying to save Roxy. That's what this initiative is for. So go ahead and everybody give me initiative.
How far away are we?
170 feet away.
Varnak gets a 15 on initiative.
Lum gets a 21.
Vorn got a 29.
Vorn is going to start. You see out of the corner of your eye, Vorn, that Plum is just breaking from behind cover and running right for Roxy. Hasn't actually done it yet. No, actually, I'm going to give Plum 2 stride actions towards Roxy.
I'll take him. That's 50 feet.
Okay. Then Vorn, you see Plum start taking off towards Roxy.
Don't know if Vorn gives a flying fuck about the bird.
What about a falling fuck?
No, that's not funny.
Not one of those either.
Birds are in the sky. You worship the sky. You should worship Roxy.
Maybe worship's not the right word.
Me and Roxy didn't get off the right foot when we first met.
The right talent?
Really, David?
And now he went from indifferent to hating Roxy.
I failed my diplomacy check.
I do nothing on my turn.
All right, then after Vorn, it is Plum.
Okay. Well, I will simply take my 3 stride actions, which moves me another 75 feet, which means I have now moved 125 feet toward Roxy.
Okay.
Is there a rule for running in 2E? I'm trying to find it, and I'm not seeing it quickly on what I'm looking at.
Well, look into that, actions. And I am going to make Roxy's recovery roll. So I need to roll a 12 or better on this. I roll a 10. She moves to dying 3.
Roxy is dying 3. Then after Plum is Varnak. Do you do anything?
I mean, seeing Plum take off, I will follow, but I am slow, so I will not make it very far. I make it 60 feet.
Okay.
Unless I find a run action.
I'm looking for it. I can't find one either.
I don't see anything that calls out running. So I think it's just you have your actions and you take them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm gathering from it too. Yeah, definitely no run. Daru, Varnak, and Plum are running towards the palisade wall to the flying bird. What do you do?
How far away is the bird?
About 170 feet away.
And is running anything different, or can I just move 90 feet?
It seems like it's just stride 3 times is what it seems.
Okay. And how far did Plum make it?
I am currently 50 feet away from, 45 feet away from Roxy.
Well, I guess I'll just move 90 feet up.
Okay. Vorn, everybody's left you.
Yeah, I'll chase after him though.
Okay. 3 actions to stride?
Yep.
So 75 feet up?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to get to Plum.
So I've got 2 ideas here, and I think it'll work. I am going to spend 1 action to stride 25 feet closer, which puts me at 150 feet, which makes me 20 feet away.
Okay.
Then with my... I think I could do it either way. I mean, I could stride another action, be there, and then with my final action, pour the healing potion down Roxy's throat.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought it might be fun to stop here, cast Mage Hand, which goes 30 feet, and then use Mage Hand to fly the healing potion in front of me as like a leaping, diving, desperate thing and pour it down Roxy's throat with the Mage Hand.
Interesting. I'll leave it up to you. I will tell you that from my observation of Plum's interactions with Roxy is he puts himself into dangerous situations to help and or save Roxy.
Yes, which... So I think it makes more sense. I will stride another action to get to Roxy, and then with my final action, I will pour the healing potion that I have on me. Let's see, what are they called in this?
I know I think this one's lesser healing elixir.
Yes.
Or minor?
Minor elixir of life. I have a minor elixir of life.
There it is. And that is a 1d6 hit points that you get back.
All right. That is what I do. I roll the die. I get a 2. So Roxy gains 2 hit points. But importantly, is not dying.
Is not dying. Is wounded 3.
Wounded 3, but not dying.
Pretty fucking bad, but not
and
dying.
And I quickly pick her up and hold her tight. I've got you, friend. I've got you.
What do you do with the arrow?
Just kind of squawking weakly.
I guess pull the arrow out. I don't have any actions left to do that, though, so...
Nothing. I'll give it to you. As part of your interact action to pour the potion, you can pull the arrow at the same time.
I will do that, then. Pull the arrow out and pour the potion into the gaping wound.
That's a good idea. There it is.
Ooh, holy grail it.
Yeah, exactly.
Pour it right on the wound.
Into the bullet holes, yeah. I'm done. That's my turn.
Okay. As not Plum, but the other three, mostly Daru and Varnak here, because they got a little bit further start than Vorn did. But as you get closer, you can see that the ground on the other side of the palisade here, where you are, the guard tower really can't see this space. So like from the guard tower, it can't look over the palisade and see you when you're this close to the wall. So I'm going to ask, what are Daru, Vorn, and Varnak doing? Are they closing the distance or what?
So I'm standing in front of this wall. Like, no, I'm not standing in front of it. It's like 80 feet away, but there's a big ass wall.
It's about 15 feet.
Yeah, at this point, I say we move up to the wall and hide behind the wall.
Oh, I was launching myself over it, dude. I'm pole vaulting this shit.
Okay, now I do want to know, do you guys want to discuss how you're going to do this? Do you want to, I mean, Roxy is wounded badly and squawking weakly into the crook of Plum's shoulder.
Put her in your magic familiar bag so she disappears and...
I mean, at 2 HP, she can still just fly off, like...
Tell her to stay low.
Yeah, stay low, fly off.
Fly away.
Don't go too far away, but, you know...
Go someplace
far
safe.
Enough away that you're safe, yeah.
Okay, then before Roxy does decide that yes, she will listen to you, but before flying away, she says, there are at least half a dozen orcs in the yard, looking like they look ready, like they're waiting.
I relay that information to my compatriots.
You don't have to. Roxy's talking out loud.
Oh, that's right. She's talking out loud, of course. You guys all hear this. It's weird.
I don't hear her voice, do I?
Okay.
Sure, yeah, of course.
She can speak common?
What's her voice?
And she can speak to you.
No, it specifically says that she can speak one language that you speak.
Oh,
and I'm choosing common.
She sound like...
Oh, like a parrot? Like imagine what a parrot sounds like talking.
Are you asking me to do it, Ted? Is that what this is?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm going to read the yard description as a parrot.
Perfect.
Oh. We'll see how this goes. I expect it to be terrible.
Beyond the palisade is a well-trodden yard. A small wooden hut is built against the southern rock wall, facing a squat stone fortress. A guard tower stands at the north end of the edifice, while a two-story dome anchors the south. A fortress has a brooding look about it, with narrow windows set with heavy pillars of rock.
Thanks, Grandma.
That's very good. I liked it.
I liked it. Good.
How's your throat?
I think it was missing a rat somewhere in there, but...
Yeah, we can just edit it in. And then Plum, and then Roxy looks at you desperately and says, "You owe me a glass of wine?"
Oh, yeah. I'll take the flask of wine that I'm certain I have, and I'll put it in Roxy's talons as she flies away so she can have it to herself.
Roxy grabs it, drags the wine with her as she flies to the east to get out of here.
So now we've got an alcoholic parrot.
Oh, Roxy already dug wine.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. She's an alcoholic parrot.
God, I thought I had some squawk in it at the beginning, but at the end it just turned into grandma. Like a,
it was good. I like
old grandma.
It worked for me.
All right, that's good. I've already made a fool of myself several times in recording, so why not add another one on?
You already have a wife. You're fine.
Yeah, wife, kid. Half my job is to be embarrassing as a father. I always thought when I was a kid that my dad was just the biggest asshole by saying stupid things in public. Now I understand that you're building humility into your children, and it's fucking hilarious. So, yeah. So, yes, Roxy does inform you that the yard is filled with about a half dozen orcs, and you guys are 30 feet away from the wall, or are you getting up against the wall?
I would say we get up against the
wall. Yeah, I get up against the wall and hide.
So the party runs up to the to the wall.
Yeah, for sure.
You all look at each other. What do we do now?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Let's run away. Six of them? There's only four of us.
I have the power of Desna on my side. That makes five.
I'd like to find a better way in than like trying to climb over the freaking palisade. Seems Let's like go a under. Terrible idea.
Anybody Start got a spade?
Should we knock?
I got a crowbar.
Yeah, that's gonna work to dig. Break up the dirt.
Let's go knock on the door.
Is there a door?
Yeah, I say we just lob some alchemical bombs over.
We've got a lot of them.
Start throwing alchemical bombs randomly over the wall.
Yep. It'll be very fun, in fact.
I mean,
they'll
probably just like freak out. And
yeah, essentially, you are just playing Battleship.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like that's a fantastic idea.
We weren't going to do anything with them anyways.
Four acid flasks, two lesser alchemist fires, four bottle lightnings.
Yep,
that's honestly the plan right now.
I think that sounds like a fantastic plan. And so we'll just start lobbing them, and then other people start like climbing the wall. Or can we look around to see if there's a better way? And would maybe be coming from one of the walls of the cliff or the valley better?
If you were to climb the cliff, you'd have to get, you know, a ways up, and then you'd have to climb back down too.
So do we think? I mean, it's hard to say, but just from what our characters are seeing, would it be easier to climb over the palisade?
Depends on what kind of equipment you have.
Well, I, in fact, do have rope, and I don't have a grappling hook, but I do, as aforementioned, have a crowbar, which I feel like you could toss up over there, and could tie that onto the rope, and that'd get wedged onto the palisade, like those wooden spiky things, probably pretty easily.
What's this palisade made of?
Wood.
Logs. I'm just going to start breaking it.
they're logs. They're like, they're thick tree logs, and they're, you know... carved into spikes at the top.
Search for a weakness.
Straight up Braveheart style is what I'm envisioning.
Like I said, I think we lob a couple potions over.
Yeah, just confuse
them. It'll confuse them. Maybe it'll make them rush out.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely also say tie the crowbar to a rope so we can throw that over and use it to climb up. I think we should do both of these things.
I'd give you a negative 2 circumstance bonus trying to get the grappling hook set then.
Okay.
To use our improvised grappling hook.
Yes, exactly.
Grappling hook. Gosh, now I have to figure out how you do that. Anyway.
All right, now I have to find out who's doing what.
I'm going to start breaking. I'm looking for a weakness.
Hard to find a weakness in, like, you know, tree trunks that are driven into the ground.
I mean, two could be a little bit farther apart or...
Surprisingly well made from what you can see.
Well, I start just to see if I can make progress. Started on fire.
Clang, clang, out of wood. Clang, clang.
On top of it. Clang, it's not going to make a clang noise. It's gonna make
thud, thud, thud.
Thunk, wait,
thud.
Thunk, thunk.
Yeah, I'm knocking. That's all I'm doing. This is me knocking. Yeah,
I love it.
With a fucking war hammer. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start throwing acid flasks over the wall.
Do it. Okay, do it. I love it.
Then, Plum, what are you doing?
I'm tying the rope to the crowbar.
And you're throwing it over, or is somebody else throwing it over?
I think you're going to need somebody with more strength to throw it over, but I'll at least tie it up to start with.
Vorn.
Throwing at Alchemist Fires over.
Bitch. Yeah. So let's go ahead and decide. We have to decide who's throwing the grappling hook.
I'm busy.
I'll hand it to Varnak once.
Where do you want this thrown?
Over the palisade?
Like, at what point?
where, anywhere? Does it matter? Does it look like it matters?
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah, I'd say just anywhere. Anywhere you feel like you get a good purchase.
These larger bumps on the palisade wall, are those like guard tower type things? Like you could stand on those, or
no?
Or is it more just a pretty uniform, straight spiked wall?
Uniform straight spiked wall with the double doors.
Okay, and are you hacking at the double doors, Spencer, or just at the wall itself?
I'm just making noise. You guys are scaring him with fire flasks, and I'm fucking scaring him with what the fuck's wrong with this guy.
Then
I can hit a door too. Is the door weaker? The door is probably weaker at this point.
You could probably say as such, yeah, why not?
I'm gonna start at the door. Let's go.
Bang, bang, bang. Okay. So then let me just run by what I think is happening. Varnak throws the crowbar over the wall, and then Vorn and Varnak start throwing alchemist fire. Daru's already been pounding on the door with his warhammer. And then Plum.
Oh, sure. I mean, if we're saying that I've already got the crowbar tied up, then I'll throw some shit too. I'll throw a lightning.
Okay. So is anybody actually climbing over?
No, I mean like throw a lightning flask just over the wall.
I'm still trying to figure out why do we need this crowbar over the wall?
Climb the wall.
I was gonna say who's climbing the wall?
Who's climbing the wall?
How the hell else are we getting over the wall?
Spencer's
breaking the door.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Fuck the crowbar and rope then. We'll just let Daru break the door down eventually.
And if Daru doesn't break the door down, they're going to come through the door to try to get to us because we're throwing acid
flasks. That's fair enough. So yeah, three around, flasks are flying over that wall while Daru pounds on the door with his axe. I love it. Forget about my whole idea with the crowbar and rope. We're doing it this way.
Okay, we're talking.
Did Roxy give us approximate, like just like in the courtyard, like directly behind this palisade?
Nope.
She said it in the courtyard.
In the courtyard.
How drunk is she by now?
Now?
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long, so.
I quick call out, hey, Roxy, where were they behind the wall?
She's too far away to hear you.
Ah, bullshit.
Since nobody has the quick bomber alchemist feat, you throw one bomb in the first round, two bombs in the second round, one bomb in the third round, two bombs in the fourth round, like that, alternating. Draw, throw.
We're not really drawing them, though. I'm planning on having them like laying out like snowballs in front of us.
I mean, you still have to interact to pick it up, I guess. The whole point is I'm not going to give you the benefit of the quick bomber feat just because you had a cool idea. It's a cool idea, but... So everybody go ahead and make your first throws, and the way I'm going to have you do this is you're going to roll a percentile dice when you throw, instead of to hit. You're not trying to hit anybody, it's just, what's the percentage of the fact, what's the percentage chance that you're actually going to hit somebody without seeing anything at all? Vorn throws his first flask over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the sound of the fire. Varnak throws his. Varnak, what do you have?
I think I just had acid flasks.
Okay, Varnak throws the acid flask over and you hear it hit something on the other side and shatter. The Plum throws over the bottled lightning and you hear the electric pulse go out. So you guys hear on the other side of the wall, Vorn, you understand this, but you hear orcs yelling at each other, take cover, take cover! And then you hear some shuffling from behind the wall. That was after the first volley.
So by shuffling from behind the wall, it sounded like they like pressed up against the wall closer? What moved away?
Can not we just like
perception check to tell like
movement in the yard?
But movement means I can possibly tell better where they are in the yard.
Since you can't technically see anything on the map that I've revealed and you don't have any way to see, I mean, go ahead and give me a perception check and roll like crazy if you want any decent info. Otherwise, it's going to be vague info.
26.
Nah. I still can't. No. It's just the sounds of their voices. And it doesn't sound like... Here, I'll tell you what. It doesn't sound like they were up against the wall. They were...
Yeah, I'm just trying to get like a gauge of... In. Do they seem like they're like right on the other side? Are they 10 feet? I'm not looking for exact.
Right. But, like, they're not directly
distances.
Up. Yeah, they're not directly up in the wall. Like right next to the wall. They're probably, I don't know, between 10 to 30 feet out. It's hard to tell.
Well, That's info. That's
super vague, and even that's.
But that's even better than what we had before. Of they're in the courtyard. So
they're in the courtyard.
Quick, break down the door.
Daru's been just banging on this thing. Nothing.
He's not taking chunks out of the,
out of the wood?
I mean,
it hasn't been long enough for anything substantial to have been happen. If you were to do this, it would take quite a while. With a hammer. That being said, do you guys
want to toss him my axe.
You want to do that?
Use it like a logger chopping down a tree.
I think you underestimate how fucking strong I am.
Okay.
You're still hitting a unified surface with a hammer. It's not the same as taking an axe to a log. And
they're tree trunks.
The door isn't a tree trunk?
They're made out of tree trunks.
No.
Yes.
Breaking.
He's attacking the hinges.
The hinges aren't on the outside. Meant for defense.
All right, so what, like 4 more swings?
No. You might have to work at this for another half an hour or more.
Yeah, that's too long.
You guys throw another volley?
I was not expecting the door to be that much of a problem.
The door is really solidly made.
So, that rope and crowbar, not looking like such a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I was figuring, a couple foot thick, or a foot thick wood door, we could get through that in not too long, but...
Yeah, it would take about a half an hour to damage your way through it.
I pull back out the rope and a crowbar. You guys keep throwing a volley.
I don't want to waste all of our stuff.
Now, I know you're finding good use for it right now. It is having an effect, I will tell you that. I'm not just letting it go unaffected.
I'm saying I don't want to waste all of our... Like, if we already know that they've moved away and, like, they vacated the courtyard, I don't want to keep throwing too many.
They're taking cover for sure, yeah.
You
don't know if they're all, like, in buildings from around the courtyard or where exactly they are, but...
But Vorn, if you want to take your turn to tie off the rope, I'll toss the crowbar up on my turn.
Let's do that. We'll do that.
And Vorn can throw another one.
If he wants.
Yeah, I'll throw another one.
Perfect.
Okay. Vorn, go ahead and give me a percentile dice. Varnak, does it say anything? I was trying to figure out if this is like an athletics check or range attack roll or...
You can throw a grappling hook with a rope tied to it to make a climb easier. To anchor a grappling hook, make an attack roll with the secret trait against a a DC. Why secret? You're going to be able to see if the goddamn grappling hook connects or not, depending on the target. Typically, at least DC 20. On a success, your hook has a firm hold. On a critical failure, the hook seems like it would hold, but actually falls when you're part way up.
That's why it's a secret roll.
Dumb.
Who's throwing it?
Varnak.
Yep. How much progress have I made on this door?
In the amount of time that it's been since you started?
About a minute out of 30.
Yeah, maybe two tops. And you're not going to be able to break it down easily. If I haven't made that clear already.
Oh yeah, you can tell I'm getting pretty upset about this.
I can. I can tell you're getting upset about it. I understand. That's why I'm trying to...
I change angles. I start hitting, like, golf swinging it.
Daru, you see in between... The small space
that I've made,
the double door
that I've started to make way,
that there are 3 wooden bars on this door, and they're big.
It does not deter me at all.
Like a reinforced door.
I'm just making a lot of noise so they don't hear the grappling hook go off.
40 hit points and 10 hardness. So
I can break 10 hardness. Let's go.
Can you really?
Fuck yeah.
How easily? What's your max damage?
12.
12, okay. So
not so easily.
So you can what, every, like 10% of the time? I knew he was going to fucking do that. Start throwing attack rolls over and over again.
There's several above 10 there.
Yeah, but at 3 a turn, it's going to take you a while to get...
What's a turn, 6 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah, I could do this in like a minute.
Oh my god. Okay, here, Spencer, I'll tell you what. Just because you're so adamant about this, man. Let's see if the math works out in your favor.
Yeah, you got like 11 damage out of all those rolls.
And how much health is that?
40.
It has 40. So. How many rolls did you make?
I'm not even sure.
Hold on, right, somebody figure out how many rolls he made.
I got like 29.
All right, there we go. So I've been at this for rolls. Like, that's a minute.
30 rolls would be a minute, huh?
No. So it'd take him about 30 rolls would be a minute. Oh. So it'd take him about 4 minutes to hack his way through, technically.
Okay. It would take 4 minutes or 40 minutes for, or, damn it, 4 minutes for you to knock the door off of its hinges. That's basically what this is going to be. I mean, you guys, let's put
I got exactly 30 when I counted.
No, did you really?
I counted 30.
So 11 damage in a minute. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could theoretically do it in 4 minutes.
So, hey, well, just know in the background, I'm banging this door.
And as far as the rest of the party can tell, this looks like it's going to take him forever. He absolutely insists that I got this door in less than 5 minutes, and he's just fucking wailing on it.
Durability just like breaks.
I was going to say that. I don't want to get into that.
I guess while he's doing that, I will throw the crowbar.
Yeah, throw the grappling hook.
Okay, give me a ranged attack roll in the secret roll tower.
Ooh, ranged.
Should just be in the main page of
your character. It is an improvised weapon, right?
For this one,
say that was.
No, for a grappling check, normally, but I'm going to... grappling hook. I'm subtracting on my side for circumstance.
Hey, David, what's your dex?
Oh, 16.
You're better off throwing it than I am.
I do it. I try and do it.
I guess, yeah, there's not much strength behind it.
No, it's all accuracy. Let's see that ranged attack roll then.
So, yeah, it should be plus 8 total. I can get a plus 8 total.
Okay.
And then if it's an improvised weapon, I have to take 2 off of it. So a total of plus 6.
So go ahead and roll that into the tower.
All right, I just did.
Cling. Seems like it's got a good hold.
Okay. I will attempt to climb it, but I want to point out that as I get to the top, I want to make a stealth check to like just barely. In fact, I tell you what I'll do is I'll pull out my mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get to the top, I'm not sticking my head over that shit. I'm gonna like try and hold my mirror up to try and get an idea of what's behind there.
Okay.
See if they're like sitting there with bows drawn pointed right at the top or some shit.
Got it. Go ahead and give me an athletics check to climb the rope.
All right, athletics check first, which is not too great, but here it is. I get a 14.
So here's what you see.
So clearly I did not fail my grappling hook. What did I roll on my grappling hook?
I'm not telling you.
Aw.
Okay, so you get up to the top and you pop your mirror up over. The first thing you see is you put the mirror up. You see an orc standing on the roof of the guard tower.
Oh, good.
And she looks like this.
Looks like an orc ranger. Basically, if Legolas were an orc.
It is a female.
And female, but, you know, Legolas looks female enough.
Elves are a little androgynous.
A little androgynous.
Pointy ears, long hair, green instead of white. It's
yep, pretty much.
As soon as you do that, you see her pull, knock, and draw an arrow, and she fires. And just because I want to see if this works, rolling a d20. Fuck yeah. She fucking...
Jesus.
Hits the mirror right out of your hand, and it flies and hits the ground with an arrow.
What a jerk.
Ting.
Not you, her.
But obviously. If I'm an asshole and you hate me, that means I'm doing my job properly, so...
No, that's good. All right, so that has me scared.
Don't worry, I've almost got this door down.
I shout the message to my compatriots what happened.
You're about 15 feet up, so it's easy to communicate with them, and so you're not that high up.
All right. Somebody other than me go first, please.
After seeing her accuracy, Varnak's like, yeah, I think we wait for the door to get open.
As if that's going to make it any better. Oh, here's what I'll do. This is what I'll do. While Daru is trying to cut down this door, I'm gonna go see if I can find any like anything that we could use as like a big shield as we run in there. Something that we can like hold in front of ourselves or over ourselves as we run through this door as a team.
Okay,
I'm gonna go look around and see if I can find anything like that.
Huh? What would you find at like the base of a mountain?
The door.
The door itself, once Daru's done cutting it down.
Oh boy, it's a big fucking door. That's going to be nearly impossible to do. Also, if Daru knocks the thing down, he's going to knock it in.
That's fair.
Perfect. There's going to be an orc standing right in front of there. He's going to get crushed.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be anything. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything offhand.
So the real question is, did the mirror break?
I mean, I'd be looking for a board. Like, I mean, I'd be looking for like a big board log thing, but this is probably not going
to
do exist.
I don't think, yeah, I'm just racking my brain to think of something that you'd find at the foot of a mountain that would be able to do that. I got
I don't, I can't think of anything long and flat that can cover four people as they move that isn't going to be ridiculously heavy.
2 minutes have passed since Daru's been banging on this door.
I mean, yeah, I go down and pick up my dented mirror.
Yeah, it's a silvered mirror, so it's not like it's shattered.
While he's working on it, I'm just going to... I know I don't have mend. Never mind.
Say, just do it again.
Sure.
What's the likelihood she hits it out of your hand a second time?
I mean, I could try again and see if I could stealth better. I mean, I didn't even roll a stealth check. Just to try and see if they don't notice me.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing it. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Another minute passes.
I listen intently to try to make sure, like, in case they're, like, trying to sneak back up to the wall or something.
You're listening closely?
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
12.
There's literally a loud thwack, thwack every 2 seconds right next to you, or even if up and down if you went to the, you know, farther away from where Daru was smacking the door. But no, you're still not going to be able to hear anything on the other side of the wall right now.
Nobody, like, screaming in fire?
Nope.
Where's our giant when we need one?
Okay, we're getting down to the end of it here. This door's looking like it's in pretty bad shape.
Thanks for joining us here at the MinMax Podcast. We want to encourage you to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, at MinMaxed. That's MNMAXED, as always. Many of the sounds you hear in the MinMax Podcast are provided by Sirenscape. Check them out at Sirenscape.com. Join us again next week as we continue our adventures into the Fall of Plaguestone and Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Until then, we hope you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.